hospital is also home to a large neonatal unit. Nicola Maher has a daughter living there in intensive care. Imogen was born 11 weeks prematurely on February 11th, and Nicola joins me on the line from her home in Mississauga. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about Imogen and what's been happening with her since her birth.
Well, basically, having Imogen still alive is a miracle. She only weighed 1.5 pounds at birth, and she's been, with all the other babies, they're fighting a battle every day just to still be with us.
Hmm. And if that wasn't enough to worry about, then you heard a SARS clinic was opening up at that same hospital.
Well, yeah, I mean, and every parent thinks it's their worst nightmare to have a child in intensive care, and exactly, you wake up and then you find out your child is in a building which also houses people being assessed for the SARS virus.
How did you find out?
Well, we found out actually on the first day that I'd allowed myself to hope that we might ever bring Imogen home. We had 2 hours where we thought she might be okay, and then we heard from another parent that we just could not believe that this was the case. And I went home that evening thinking, obviously this is not true. Obviously they will not put these patients to be assessed in the same building as these 50 babies in intensive care.
So you found out from another parent, not from the hospital itself.
Well, that evening was very chaotic. I mean, I'd like to point out that the hospital staff on site have been fantastic in trying to deal with this and trying to provide a focus for the parents. But obviously, it's changing all the time. They're dealing with information as they get it, and they're trying to deal with it the best they can as they get information.
Now, has the presence of this clinic affected your ability to visit your very young daughter?
Well, it has, because prior to that, I was going in every morning from, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, coming home to be with my other two children, and then going again in the evening with my husband. Because we don't know, and nobody knows for definite how this bug is transmitted, we actually stopped going completely, because either I don't want to bring the bug in and infect the children in the intensive care unit, and conversely, I don't want to bring it home and infect my two little ones at home. So we actually had completely stopped visiting her and hadn't seen her at all until yesterday.
Oh, that must have been very difficult.
Yeah, and particularly when you get the phone call from the hospital yesterday that actually she's not doing as well as she was and all that kind of business, yeah. Very
now,
hard.
There is a separate entrance to this clinic. It's separately ventilated. Does that give you some comfort at all?
It does give me comfort, and the procedures that the hospital in-house have put in place to make the best of this situation give me the comfort that they're doing the best they can. But just logically, it does not make sense. If you've got, even if these people who do not have SARS, they obviously have something which could harm the babies, right? Because these babies have no immune system. So they're using the same parking lot that we're using, they're using the same buses and trains that we're using, and you're going to have a congregation of people with some form of illness who would not be there if it wasn't for the assessment clinic.
And when you do go, and you said that you went yesterday to visit your daughter, what's that visit like? Are you allowed to hold her? Is it different than it was before?
It's very different from it was before. We have to, which is right, you know, we have to have our temperature taken, we have to gown up, put masks on, and answer information about where we've been. Actually, the question was asked yesterday at a meeting that the staff had for us, whether it was okay to hold our children, and they don't know for sure. They're going to double check, which is right that they should do. They should check with the infectious diseases people, but, you know, no, you just, we're frightened when we go in, and we just look at her lying there and just pray to God that the assessment clinic gets moved soon.
Nicola, best of luck.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for your time. Nicola Maher's daughter, Imogen, is living at the Women's College campus of Sunnybrook and Women's College Health Sciences Center.